Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You're listening to the Extra Point Show from the Just Call Jed Studios. Injured? Call Jed.com. WGR Sports Radio 550.
Welcome back to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly here with you today on another beautiful Friday.
Last, like, super warm day, from what I'm looking at on my forecast right now. The high today is going to be 76, and then tomorrow and Sunday, 66, 61, and rain.
Yeah, so enjoy this while you can. The weekend's not going to treat you as nice.
The next time we're back into the 70s is next Sunday, the Sunday after this one. So
this is where spring irritates me. It never picks a lane.
Yep. Schizophrenic spring.
It just never does the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that all the time, but in particular, it is about spring and the months leading to it. It's never consistent on what it wants to do.
No, until you hit June, that's when things get consistent.
Yes.
That's even a border, though. Like, you don't know. There could be...
You just pick a lane.
I just want the grass to stop growing so fast so I don't have to cut it as frequently.
Having trouble keeping up?
There's so much rain. It's like the day after, it already looks unkept. I'm like, yikes. But I don't want to go too short because then it'll die and it'll be all yellow and patchy. So it's like that happy medium, about 3 inches, really isn't doing me any good at this point in the year. So
something interesting happened with Chicago, and in particular quarterback Caleb Williams.
Oh, yes, this. I saw this yesterday. Little OBJ dad-ish. Like, it's a little reminiscent of that situation in Cleveland, but
right.
Worse, because it's...
It's a rookie who has not really done anything.
He's got no standing in the NFL yet when this was happening.
And it's more or less something that Bulldog said yesterday that made the most sense, which is, you can complain about those things. You could even try to influence the decision-making in that. Do you need to make it public is the problem. Because now... You have weaponized both fans and media against you, or against your son.
Yeah, against your son, who's trying to turn that franchise around now, clearly in the video.
And one of the primary things that he was concerned about was now former coordinator Shane Waldron. So ultimately proving that right, Waldron does get dismissed. But now Ben Johnson has a lot of work to do with this. The team has to rally around a quarterback that now at some point said, as of a year ago, I don't know if I want to go there. And people take things differently. A locker room has plenty of different personalities. It is not something where they'll all just be able to publicly and privately rally around the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them may not do it in private. Some of them may hold a little bit of resentment to sort of that thing. But also plenty of them know, if not all players know, it is a business at the end of the day. So how much attachment do you really need to have to that issue? It is about the fans and the media.
Mm-hmm.
if Williams does not play well,
it's going to get toxic.
It's going to get bad fast.
Yep. And honestly, you've seen, it's not remotely similar because of the age we live in now with social media and everything.
Yeah, could you imagine
Eli Manning choosing to not play for the Chargers,
demanding a trade after being selected?
Like, that's the better way to go about it if he really felt that way. But it wasn't a public feeling. That just happened. You know, it turned public once it happened, but there was nothing leaked about nasty texts about the organization beforehand or nasty conversations.
And it's not like the Bears finished the worst team in the National Football League. They were within the top 10.
Yeah.
But it was, yeah, the Bears just happened to get this pick because Carolina did what they did to get Bryce Young, and it backfired, at least in year one.
Mm-hmm.
Now you look at this team, though, and the Bears, they should still be a promising group, but Williams and that offense had a lot of problems last year. What he was supposed to be, the easiest surefire pick for number one overall, in a quarterback class that has been loaded. You see Bo Nix leading Denver to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Michael Penix comes in and becomes a starter after Atlanta hands Kirk Cousins too much money.
Jaden Daniels
winning rookie of the year easily.
And going deep into the playoffs with Washington.
Drake May looking like a very good quarterback right away. The only one who had a bigger disappointing season than Caleb Williams was J.J. McCarthy because he got injured in training camp.
Yeah.
And he could not play a down.
Right. He didn't see the field once.
And especially now because week one is Bears-Vikings. If J.J. outplays Caleb Williams off the gate, a year after having a knee injury,
Ligament tears and repairs.
That is a terrible look. Because then you're looking at that quarterback class where six quarterbacks go in 12 picks, and the first one is the one that's the disappointment. After one game for McCarthy, but like, that's what the immediate reaction would be. Would be, oh, the guy was too worried about where he wanted to go that he, like, there's a lot of ways where you could twist that knife against Caleb Williams. And it has to do with the fact that I don't know why that needs to be there. Why are we putting this in a book? Why are we allowing this to go in a book?
Mm-hmm.
My computer's still doing an update, so I cannot get the article up. It is very annoying.
It's childish in a way. Not just in a way, it is childish. I don't get it.
It also kind of tells me, parents, can you back off?
Yeah.
And it's kind of a problem in all of sports culture and society, not just at the highest level. Because we see it with the likes of, like, remember LeVar Ball being one of the most obnoxious there when Lonzo Ball was going first overall. Or even recently, Deion Sanders with Shador. Retiring Shador Sanders' number after a slightly over 500 record.
And almost had to unretire it if he went undrafted and had to go back to the school.
I don't know if that's something that would have happened.
No? He would have just had a different number?
Or he just would not have been able to come back. Because I feel like...
Didn't he have one more year of eligibility?
Yes, but I'm pretty sure when you hire an agent, it's still over no matter what.
Oh, okay. I got you. Right. His dad was his agent?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how much they changed that rule. But what I do know is parents oftentimes become the worst part about youth sports. If I were to talk to any umpire, referee, official in little league games. Little leagues and, like, you know, just kids trying to learn how
T-ball.
To play. Yes. Parents are the worst thing unequivocally about youth sports.
They villainize a kid trying to make summer money half the time. And then the adults get it even worse.
Yeah.
Neither should be doing
that. Or coaches have to deal with that problem. Why is my kid not playing? Blah, 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 blah.
Why is my kid not pitching? Why is my kid not blah, blah, blah? Like, all of that.
And there are plenty of youth coaches that try to do, like, effectively a Deion Sanders-esque move of, you know, trying to make your kid the star, for example. I'm glad that I was not athletic enough to have that problem as a child. Because in Little League, my father was the head coach. I played center.
Yeah.
There was no shoehorning me into a good, favorable position.
Center in Little League, like Little League football?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought Little League baseball, hockey, I was confused.
Hockey would be a much different story if I'm playing center field.
I was like, oh, yeah. Center field.
Yeah, no. In football, I played center.
So you just snapped
the ball. There was no favoritism.
No. You were in the trenches.
I was in the trenches. Absolutely. Big kid.
I'm just looking at the specific quotes. Chicago's the place quarterbacks go to die, Carl Williams said ahead of the draft.
I mean, it's technically not wrong because of the fact that
Trubisky,
just the history
Fields,
of the Bears.
Like, yeah, in general, even further back.
That
yeah.
Chicago has a Pope before they have a 4,000-yard passer. It's because it's drenched in truth. They don't have a 4,000-yard passer in the entirety of their history. That's wild.
It is bad. It's just the way it goes, I guess, for the Bears. But here's my question. Why wouldn't you look at that and see opportunity? I'm going to set the standard. I mean, Caleb Williams says, he goes on later to say, I'm going to turn this around, blah, blah, blah. Right?
He needs to now.
He said that. That's a quote. Later in the book, they quoted him saying that. So he eventually settled on the idea of going, I can do this for this team. Caleb told his dad, according to the book, I'm going to the Bears. So he was on the right track of saying, I'm going to the Bears. If you're a parent, and I'm not, so I can't speak to this, wouldn't you want your child to go attempt to be successful? He could have gone to any other team and had just as bad of a season, right? Any of the bottom 10 NFL franchises, he could have gone and it would have been the same story.
Now that said, that coaching staff deserved to get fired. You should not have had a lame duck staff making the selection of a first overall pick at quarterback.
Right, but they made the proper changes.
They made the proper changes during that season, though. Mm-hmm. If you were already that lame duck of a coach, you should have started over when you have a number one overall pick.
Yeah.
But it is the fact that that coaching staff, also very damning. Nobody tells me what to watch. I just turn it on. That is terrible.
I just turn it on.
Not to mention Eberflus at the end of that Detroit game on Thanksgiving, where he doesn't call a timeout.
Oh, that was bad.
Oh, that was actually before Thanksgiving. Excuse me.
I know the game you're speaking of. I don't know.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
When it was played specifically, but... Yeah, just egregious coaching decisions.
Was that Thanksgiving? I'm trying to...
Josh, was that on Thanksgiving, do you know? When the Bears wouldn't call the timeout?
It was in November.
I think it might have been on Thanksgiving because I was watching
it. Yeah, it was Thanksgiving night.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And they don't call a timeout. Let the clock just run. And then literally the next day, it's like, okay, yeah, we got to fire him. We have to fire Eberflus for that.
I mean, Ben Johnson's a very promising candidate to run their team this season, though.
That one was like, it's so bad. Like the fact that he had to have a desperation heave. So that's the problem, is that they were also kind of right, but the image comes off terrible.
But I think Caleb saves himself a touch when he quotes, when he's quoted as saying, I can do this for this team. I'm going to the Bears, telling his dad that, right?
Right.
Eventually. I don't know if he said that. I don't know when that quote took place as opposed to his father's quote. But his father, what he said is more damning for him than I think anything on Caleb. You know, I think it'll bleed into Caleb a little bit. People are like, oh, Caleb's dad, blah, blah, blah. But I don't think Caleb Williams gets dialed in with
Caleb
all of that.
Williams also, within more of this book, he goes on to more or less just decide, I can do it for this team. I'm going to go to the Bears. I wasn't ready to nuke the city, he says. And that's smart.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you're going to have to get yourself into because the Bears said, we're drafting you no matter what.
Yeah.
The last thing you want to do is try to create an enemy publicly like that. So why is this in a book? That's the piece that I'm not getting at. That's the piece I'm not understanding.
Maybe publicity-wise.
Could you imagine if it was like this day and age and Jim Kelly pulled the power move against the Bills that he did?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm actually
people tend to forget.
I'm staying in
Houston.
He
didn't want to be here.
No, I'm staying in Houston. That's the whole beginning part of that documentary, The Four Falls of Buffalo, the 30 for 30. One of my favorite things to watch when I was younger because there was just no hope in the Bills organization.
That
right?
And also it was the pandemic.
The pandemic brought it back because then it was on streaming services. Yeah. But that whole situation, none of the players knew what Buffalo was. Thurman Thomas, even in the beginning, where are all the buildings? He thought he was going to New York City. He thought it was a bigger city. More of that would be amplified in today's day and age than it was.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
The amount of vitriol that would have come back at the quarterback in particular for deciding, I'm going to play somewhere else and not come here.
Mm-hmm. That's the Eli Manning situation, too. Right? That would have
at
been
least Manning,
exploded.
You got
exploded.
But at least Manning, you had a trade immediately for it.
Yeah, they were ready for it, I guess. But
yes.
Yeah, Kelly holding out until the demise of the league. Like, that's crazy.
That would have been terrifying to deal with in this day and age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting how sports media
like you mentioned, the Eli Manning thing, if that happened nowadays as well,
they had a trade right away, but imagine Chargers fans like, oh yes, we got our quarterback. And he doesn't want to play here. Like
publicly says it. I did like, though, that the Chargers didn't blink. He said, I'm not playing here if I get drafted by this team. And the Chargers were not ready to blink on that one. They were just like, no, we're gonna take you, and then we're gonna
use you as value if you want.
We're gonna get stuff for you for a team that makes this trade.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Giants, take the guy that we're gonna want now instead. Because otherwise, you're not gonna get the guy that you want. So it was really well done by the Chargers because the basis of their team actually gets formed from that trade.
You're right.
There were a couple core pieces of that group that help along the way from the Eli Manning trade.
Well, and the Giants got a couple Super Bowls out of it.
And the Giants, they get, like, it was pretty even for how things ultimately end up playing out.
Mm-hmm. The Giants were the one stopping force against Tom Brady and the New England Patriots.
Whereas now Caleb Williams, it's an interesting thing here. Especially if Carolina starts to get better, the price that they paid to make that trade, to move up a year prior, where it's DJ Moore, an extra first-round pick, the cost was devastating. Oh, and by the way, that year's first-round pick, just to move up. If Bryce Young starts to show more than Williams does, if Carolina outpaces the Bears this year,
that's a bad look.
It's a terrible look made worse by this. Again, it is one thing to have these thoughts.
And I'm going to be honest.
To be even correct about these thoughts.
Right.
It is another to allow a
publisher,
to allow an
to
author,
publish them.
To allow an author to have that there, and then now, obviously you don't know how things are going to go, but you had a feeling.
Mm-hmm. And you also drop it where there's nothing else going on. So it's on everyone's eyes.
Well, that is notwithstanding in this. I'm talking about Williams' camp, Williams' father in particular, allowing for that to go into a book. Because right. when Caleb Williams says, I wasn't ready to nuke the city, that means pull it. Don't have this. Don't have an author talking to him.
Your son was right about it. Do not let that go.
Don't let it go. Don't let it out.
Mm-hmm.
And now it is another case of a father failing his son. Making it worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not. It's not a great situation, and again, it's more, in my opinion, it's more on his dad than him, because if you're upset with him and you read what he says,
it's also on Williams too, because like he could ultimately be the one to say, I don't want to have any of this.
Yeah, I don't know why this was even written. Like, what was the they were doing a American Kings biography of the quarterback.
Seth Wickersham has dropped some doozies over the years.
Yeah.
So it is kind of hilarious. Williams mentioning that he wanted to go to Minnesota, for example, after meeting with Kevin O'Connell. Like, I get that. Like, it's a good coach. It's a good team. It would have actually ended up a great situation for him.
Right. A quarterback being your head coach is in for a quarter. As a quarterback, that's a system that's where you want to be, because he'll understand the position and how to help you win games, right? That's why Kirk Cousins, look at how well, I mean, he was Kirk Cousins, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to sit here and say he was a generational talent, but he played a lot better in Minnesota than he did in Atlanta. And I think that has a lot to do with Kevin O'Connell and how he ran that organization and put quarterback first in a lot of ways and helped him.
Yes. I will say, and how Sam Darnold thrived with him.
Yes.
Is another big story on that.
Exactly.
So I get a prospect wanting to go to a certain team based on the meeting that they have with a coach.
But especially
it still
while
has
you're...
to do with, you should know, your camp should know, you're going to be the first overall pick. Everything's going to be put under a microscope for you. Or, ready? Your kid is going to the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is going to be a microscope. As a matter of fact, as a quarterback in particular, you cannot give any extra ammunition for free.
No.
To vilify you. And now we've seen it in consecutive years with both Caleb Williams now and Shedeur Sanders. Your camp
sabotaged them
ultimately
a little
bit. Failed you.
Yeah.
Including your family.
I think Shedeur, that was his biggest.
The players also still have plenty of the role within it themselves.
They do. But the biggest thing is a lot of people were talking about, when is Deion Sanders going to call when his, you know, like the team's not doing well and get in someone's ear? Like, there is a lot.
Our
of
draft
that
coverage,
going around.
Our draft coverage had a lot to do with maybe Shedeur Sanders should go somewhere where like it's not in question of who is the starter, and then you sit for a couple of years and develop behind a player like a Josh Allen, like a Joe Burrow, like any one of those kinds of players where like it's undoubtedly you're the backup.
Mm-hmm.
Hang out. For a little bit.
Watch.
Because
learn.
If Deion Sanders said something when the team's struggling about that quarterback, they just go, no, no, no. You're wrong. Mm-hmm. It's okay. It goes back to something fundamental at this point of sometimes parents need to calm down, especially in sports.
Mm-hmm. Was Williams' dad an athlete, I wonder?
We'll take a look at that on the other side here.
Because I think that has something to do with it as well. Deion Sanders being an athlete, like thinking they know.
Deion Sanders was not just an athlete, though. He was one of the best players to play in the game.
Yeah.
So there's something entirely different there, but still. His camp ultimately, with both of these scenarios.
Mm-hmm. Caleb Williams' father played college at the University of Pittsburgh.
That's sometimes, it. When it comes to professional sports, you need to simmer down. Because I also brought up LeVar Ball with the NBA.
Yeah, that's a good example too.
And it really, like, it adds a level of toxicity to a player that may not even be asking for it. That's the other part of this. May or may not. We don't know. But it doesn't help. I just find it very, very interesting that they let this happen. Allowed someone to put it in a book. And now, yeah, your words were ultimately proven right about Eberflus and Waldron. But if you were worried about that in the first place, don't make it public. Because now the city of Chicago and its media have something in their pocket the moment you start struggling. And that, to me, is the part that really does not sit well with me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that we don't have that problem. Oh, my God. It's been so surreal watching other teams have quarterback problems and not be us.
I know, right?
After dealing with it for like 17 years.
Chargers are trying to make a problem with their schedule release video, though. Josh Allen walking out of the movie theater, Sauce Gardner accompanying him. That was tough.
The Chargers are the Chargers on that.
Their schedule release videos are the best.
Win a game in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah, get Greg Roman off your team. That'll help you.
That'll also help you.
Mm-hmm.
803-0550, the number to call. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.